Health officials in Asia are scrambling to contain an outbreak of bird flu that has devastated the region's poultry industry and killed at least 10 people. There are fears of a human epidemic if the virus begins to move from people to people. As a result, governments in the region are killing all chickens in and around infected areas. It is mid-morning at the chicken farm of Kunmali Suwanasi in Song Pinong District, a farming region in the rice paddy lowlands of central Thailand. A wooden shed stands on stilts over a pond. More than 8,000 egg-laying hens live inside in rows of cages. In the water beneath, thousands of carp swim about with their mouths open to catch the food that falls from the floorless coop. Today, normal activity has stopped. Instead, men wearing face masks and orange rubber gloves walk the planks between each row, pulling the red hens out of their cages and stuffing them into gunny sacks. The men are from Thailand's agriculture ministry, and they are culling this farm's hens. The birds will be disinfected and then buried alive. Up the road, owner Kunmali sits in a shed surrounded by stacked cartons of eggs, which also must be destroyed. Kunmali, a heavy-set woman with metal-rimmed glasses, speaks quietly about the disaster that has befallen her.
I feel very sad. The chickens provide us profit. Now they are gone. I feel pity for them.
The Thai government has promised to pay her the equivalent of $1 for every hen that is destroyed, but Kunmali says new hens will cost 2.5 times that amount. The government says it will lend her the money to cover the difference. She still has fish in the pond, but she will have to buy food for them now that the chickens are gone. Her farm will be disinfected several times before she can resume her business again, at least 6 months from now. She does not know how she will survive until then. Kunmali's farm is one of 400 chicken farms in this district. All of the district's 2 million chickens are being destroyed. Similar culls are underway in dozens of other districts where the disease has been found. On the edge of her land, near the road, the sacks of chickens are thrown into a newly dug pit, about 7 meters in diameter. The sacks are covered with lime and disinfectant. Then a powerful backhoe covers the sacks with dirt. The workers, their job finished here, move on to the next farm. Dr. Santi Prasitpol is the district's sole government veterinarian. Sitting in a large, busy room at district headquarters, he oversees the extermination and tries to explain to farmers why the government is destroying their livelihoods.
Some farm owners disagree at the beginning, but after we explained the dangers of the outbreak to them, and after the Prime Minister came to visit and explain, they all understand.
Nevertheless, the Thai news media report that some farmers are angry and accuse the government of hiding the outbreak to protect exports. The government denies the charge. The epidemic has devastated Thailand's $3 billion a year poultry industry, but the government fears an even greater crisis, which could occur if the virus changes and begins to spread from human to human. As a result, the Thai government is moving as quickly as possible to contain the epidemic, though it can do little right now for people like Kunmali, who have lost everything. Scott Bob, VOA News, Song Pinong District, Thailand.